Grace and mercy for all of to all of you through knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We stay for a while, even though some are already on their way home and some are packing up and some are even unpacking at home. But there are still you who are still here. And I think with that prayer that God would open his word, come to this tent, to if you are in hearing of God's word here in tent or through the radio while working or while on your way home. We ask for Almighty God's blessing that he would open for all of us through his Spirit. We would be revived and blessed in this morning, this occasion. I read a short Bible portion from Matthew's Gospel, 18th chapter, verses 19 and 20. If God sees fit, we will also stay with things that involve this Bible portion. The words are in Jesus' name. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Amen. In this part of Matthew's Gospel, where this Bible portion is written, it's about God's love toward human beings. They are mostly Jesus' own words and parables. How much God loves people. Also, this portion that I read is like a Jesus speaks before this portion a parable about a lost sheep, how sheepherd or owner of the sheep had 100 sheep, and when one sheep had got lost, and then he went to look for that one lost sheep, and he looked until he had found that lost sheep. And when he had found his sheep, he rejoiced much about finding that lost sheep. There Jesus said that in the same way Father in heaven rejoices if one lost sheep. A person that has lost living faith and lost the kingdom of God, when someone gets the grace of return, God rejoices. In Luke's Gospel of Luke, about this portion, Jesus writes, where in heaven it's much rejoiced when a lost one has found his way home. And after that, this portion, Jesus very lovingly speaks about to his own disciples. He guides and teaches them, and that if it happens that someone sins against you, he gives advice, loving advice, how to approach this person. Answer is first, if this sinner understands and repents from his sins, if your brother repents from his sin, you have won your brother over. Not this one who comes to take care, he could show his own might that I was better and I knew what was going with you. But so that when dear friend has wanted to believe one's sins forgiven, he has been won over to grace and mercy, and to live in God's kingdom's joy. He has been won over to God. He is able to really believe again. And yet Jesus continues. And if this sinner who doesn't understand his own sayings, go and speak with him with two or three persons, if he might then understand this. Every person is beloved by God, that God would want everyone to believe, and everyone who goes outside God's kingdom would return to God's kingdom. As the one who can feel God's grace, go and approach him from downwards and talk to this person and go. As sinners talk to each other, offer him grace and tell him what this is all about with that prayer that he would understand. And Jesus continues. If he doesn't understand, then tell the congregation. That he would understand it, that he has fallen in sin or lives in sin, how lovingly God wants him to return to freedom and peace, to the joy of believing. When we face things like these, they can be very difficult things. But in those occasions too, it's about God's love. God's love. So that one could return to God's grace. We sometimes may be fearful to approach when we approach people about things like this. We can ask Holy Spirit for strength and wisdom. You can trust that Holy Spirit is even then in our hearts, and we can ask Holy Spirit for right words for these discussions, and it would give those who have gone astray to have strength to take steps towards repentance. As partakers of faith, only through grace, we have no need or right with hand of flesh go and rough up people. We can all pray that God would open this person to see his own. And Jesus says that if he doesn't follow the congregations, treat him as you would pagan or a tax collector, but as human we won't forsake him. But also God still calls this person to come back to the joy of child of God. This is how Jesus taught before our Bible portion. And yet Jesus said, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Words of repentance and keys of repentance, but also the keys of binding, God gave to his own disciples, to his followers. And if we look at Gospel according to John in chapter 22, Jesus said before he enters heaven, they had risen, he blew towards his disciples and said, take ye Holy Spirit to whoever you forsake his sins, he shall be saved and his sins are forgiven. Forgiveness of sins is holy work of the Holy Spirit. How we all Christians do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. We as receivers of grace, servants of God and his messengers, we blessed with the power of Holy Spirit, so that Holy Spirit opens hearts to believe, and we are content with that, and we rejoice of that. We don't work with our own strength. We cannot brag that when I preach, people repent. But God, through me and you, does this work. Our hearts are content with that. When we have ourselves been able to feel this grace, and through that grace we believe. And we can also say that Holy Spirit works so that he uses us as his mouthpieces and messengers, bringers of grace, when Holy Spirit, God, is present there. When God forgives, they are truly forgiven in heaven. Even though we feel many times ourselves very, very poor and weak, has my preaching of gospel and forgiveness, does it have any meaning? But it has very strong meaning that sins are washed away, and with assurity we can believe when we hear this with our own ears. Everything is clear. With this order of grace, this kind of gift, God has given to us in this world. To us who are from ourselves weak and lacking, he has also brought his grace and his altar of grace so low that even the weakest one can take that in and grasp that grace when God opens that grace. He has brought this grace down here because without that we couldn't reach heaven. Even through our own strength we cannot find a way to heaven. We would go astray. But he has provided us with such means of care that he takes care of us through his own grace. We can securely believe that he takes care of us. We go to this Bible version that we read. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for it, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Isn't this a comforting word? I myself think this is a very beautiful portion of the Bible. There is promise for us believers. I could say that it promises so much. This has been written in for just occasions like this, but when I read about this, a parable about sheep and that, about this, how to take care of your brother who has sins, we can also say when it speaks about forgiveness of sin, that it's this portion tells about forgiveness. When between us believers there's fighting or we might offend each other or we ourselves fall into sin and we are when our conscience tells us to repent from our sins on any matter? Does it matter if you think this matter is big or small? You can entrust yourself to this promise. When you go to a brother or sister in faith, or if he comes to you when he sees your turmoil, and if he asks, how are you doing? Is something pressing your heart? Or if you get strength to go and speak about your matters, you can be assured. You are heard. You can be assured that brother or sister to whom you speak about your things, even if they are difficult things, they love to listen to you, so that you could tell and be loosed from your sins and doubts. It's possible because as Jesus wrote in this last verse that I read, for where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Lord Jesus Christ himself, in Holy Spirit, in you, together with you and those trusted friends, he's with you. He also hears your questions. He knows your weaknesses and sins and your sinfulness. He through brother or sister, he blesses you with gospel of forgiveness of sins. And he promises that he is with you every day until the end of the world. Think how beautiful means of care this is. How you can feel secure about your brother or sister, and in that, and we can trust that God is there, present there, and he blesses with forgiveness of sins. When you confess or tell about your things, not God nor Redeemer, don't ask for perfectness, that you have to tell with right way. He understands from little. He can understand from a couple of words, and he knows that you want to believe your sins forgiven. And with whom you speak, to whom you may have offended, he through, as partaker of Holy Spirit, he understands you, and he doesn't demand from you. He is ready to bless you. He is ready to bless you. Such wonderful is God's love. And this love that is in his kingdom and between his children in his kingdom here on earth. Wherever or whatever you agree together, asking together, says a different translation. From Heavenly Father we ask this forgiveness. He surely hears you. we ourselves might many times be fearful. And maybe sometimes we feel maybe second or third time we find ourselves falling into the same things again. We might feel timid that if this other person, he doesn't understand. But Heavenly Father gives him wisdom and knowledge and also gives for us grace to believe and to be a free child of God. And if there's strength, and we can also speak about these difficult matters, even after we have preached the gospel, we can help each other on the heaven's way, that we could continue this journey with joy and with security, knowing that if Matti, if you once again fall into sin, you can still find grace. We don't think that we can now do sin because we can have it forgiven, but we want to travel with cleanliness of spirit. But we trust and look forward that because we are weak, God will help us until the end. He has promised that he has promised to take us until heaven's home. From our own flesh and blood, we as weak believers, sometimes we might fight with each other and we might offend one another. Sometimes we can speak untrue things about each other. If something like that has happened or something like this happens, our conscience starts to blame us, and Holy Spirit in our conscience tells us to take care of these matters, to listen to that voice, God's voice in our hearts, so that matters wouldn't live there burying our souls. We could meet and discuss face to face without fear. We could meet each other as free children of God, even all brothers and sisters in faith, so that those difficult matters untaken care of would be there, so that they wouldn't be there extinguishing joy and freedom in our hearts. They wouldn't extinguish love between ourselves, between each other. This is the way how God wills that we take care of matters between each other. He through Holy Spirit, he guides us and teaches us with help of the Holy Spirit. We can freely believe again when we are able to take care of our matters. in this in this in this purple portion, which is also called about the church law of Christ, even though it's not called that in the Bible. There Jesus tells us to go to the one who has sinned against you, so that he would freely believe again. But Jesus, on the other hand, says in other portion, he teaches that forgive each other. When you are going to pray, take care of the feud that you have with your believing friend. Forgive him. And he also says that, or Paul says, if we have something to be mad about, still forgive. So that it wouldn't be there. We can still forgive even we don't speak, or even if we don't meet, when we remember how much we have been forgiven. Jesus also says that when you forgive each other, Heavenly Father also forgives you. So we would continue have the forgiving mind towards our brothers and sisters, and also the world, every people. But we can think that when we get angry, that I'm not going to forgive that person. We might think that God won't forgive if we don't forgive this person, but it's not this way. God has grace. And for everyone, he guides all his children towards the altar of grace. But we ask for ourselves that we would still have forgiveness between each other. As many times your brother repents, forgive him his sins. In that portion, disciples, when Peter asked this, how many times I have to forgive my brother? When Jesus gave that previous answer, disciples asked that to increase our faith, we can also ask this. Dear Father, increase, give us forgiving mind and understanding how much we have been forgiven. This wasn't law from Jesus. These were advice of grace and advice for sake. He didn't want to put us in order, but we would, so that we would understand, we would be preserved as believers, that we would have a way where we didn't have to think, I don't know how to believe, I don't know how to take care of my faith. Therefore, Jesus gave advice like this, that as we believers, when we follow this, our endeavor might be a little easier. In endeavor, it isn't our faith, so that with successful endeavor, we would keep living faith. But God, when he has given us a faith as a gift, he also gives the endeavor of faith as gift and strength and wisdom in that. As these are foundation of faith, but also how we endeavor in faith, we can go forward towards heaven. Sometimes our endeavor is difficult, but God has promised to give us strength and wisdom for all our life, and this endeavor of faith is, in the end, it's a happy thing, even though there's difficulty in there. I think our destination is heaven's home. Through faith, that is our destination. And God has promised. God has promised to take care of us. Isn't it a happy thing? We need, because we are weak, we need to strive for heaven. But this way, one day we will reach through God's grace. We will find heaven's joy in heaven. Because of joy in heaven, we want to endeavor and believe. And a couple words I want to say in the end about this hymn that we sang before. Many of you are on your way home, and these services are reaching end. On the third verse it said, "You are the light of the world, only you, my ruler. When I become depressed and it makes my work, look at, shine me your face, Christ. Look at me and help me from under duress." Dear youth, there are many of you here. For you, this is where. Pray, Heavenly Father, for your endeavor and for your way of journey of faith. Even when you are weak of spirit, remember that for you, you have brothers and sisters in faith to whom you can approach when you have difficult matters and be encouraged in your faith. And God also says, in Psalms it said, for all elderly, even though my body and spirit is weakening, you are my rock. God will take care of us until the end. And lastly, about this fourth, when together with children we stay for a little while, with your light shining our happy occasions, go together with us, show us the way, so that world will not lead us astray and wouldn't tarnish our souls. For you and even the elderly, your life can be happy, and there can be happy occasions, but so that our faith would be preserved, so that we would be listening God's word, would be the most important thing. And we would seek advice from things like this, but also we would seek joy for our life, so that we would be preserved from enemy of souls and ensnarements. Dear friends, even this moment, it is Gospel's voice can be heard even to this time. If you have been doubts or sin has attached, but even if you have been able to rejoice, in Jesus' name and prayer, all sins forgiven. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. If you, even it is if you have been able to be with good cheer this whole service occasion, even with these happy thoughts and with the joy of faith, but also to the, you can believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood, until unto peace, freedom, and joy in Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. Dear friends, midst of doubt, I find myself sinful. Can I still believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you. It is a beautiful thing when we don't have to believe alone, but when we have friends in faith, but our faith is personal. In Jesus' name, amen.